The call came in around 3 in the afternoon on Tuesday, an explosion and fire at Plum Creek's medium-density fiberboard plant in Columbia Falls.
Upon the fire, our personnel immediately hit the deluge system, which goes live with all the fire suppression equipment. The water starts, you know, coming into the plant through the overhead sprinklers. At that point, some of the people also manned hoses to attempt to, contain the fire until the fire department got there.
Vice President of Northwest Resources and Manufacturing, Tom Ray with Plum Creek, says the rest of the employees evacuated to a staging area where roll call and head counts are conducted.
Well, as far as the evacuation and the fire suppression, that all worked well. And again, everyone did an orderly, safe evacuation of the plant. What we need to do through the investigation is find out the cause and remedy that situation in the future.
Ray says the MDF plant employs about 180 people and had about 66 on shift when the fire broke out Tuesday. All were accounted for, and Ray says no injuries were reported. MDF is a refined wood fiber pressed into a mat with resin and used in furniture, cabinetry, and housing. The materials are flammable, and there have been cases of explosions caused by wood dust in other places, but Ray says the investigation has not yet identified the cause.
Wood dust within the plant itself is very minimal because of our housekeeping. We have very good housekeeping procedures in place. Now, we do use the wood fiber that's used in the mat, and we have to look at the cause, but we're not going to speculate on what might have happened.
Ray says investigators include a fire expert hired by Plum Creek, insurance adjusters, and representatives from the Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA. He says Plum Creek brought in a structural engineer who determined the building itself was sound.
Then we began to assess some of the equipment, and all the primary lines are really undamaged from the fire. Most of the damage is from water and the electrical and computer systems that we have, in some cases, are compromised. And so that is going to be probably a bigger issue of repair on the electrical side than actually the mechanical.
Ray says the plant is expected to reopen in about a month. And in the meantime, employees are working regular shifts doing cleanup work.
After we finish the cleanup phase, we will begin the repair phase, and they'll be involved in that as well. If at any time we do have some extra employees that aren't needed in the process, we'll use them for vacation coverage relief at some of the other plants that we have here in the valley. So our intent is to keep everyone employed through the work stoppage here.
Ray says they currently do not have any cost estimates on the damage from the fire. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.